请翻开《生命记》第20章第一节到第二节。
Let's open to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 20, verse 1 to verse 2.
我们今天要从20章看到23章。
We are supposed to go from 20 to 23.
这也是我们教会今天读经的进度。
This is the practice schedule for our reading.
其实读经的进度是非常的清醒的。
It's actually very reviving.
就是浏览。就是把它浏览一遍。
So it means to just kind of read it over.
这个整一年度我们浏览一本圣经。
So for a whole year we will go through a whole Bible.
浏览过去以后呢，我们可以帮助其他的弟兄姐妹也一起浏览。
So we can help other brethren to go through the Bible as well.
让基督徒敬拜中心每一个弟兄姐妹每一年都有可能浏览一本圣经。
So that all the brothers and sisters at the Christian Zion Church may have a possibility to go through the whole Bible in one year.
盼望把这样子的一个责任跟重担，这个清神的恩典的重担负担。
So may this responsibility and this light yoke be taken up by all of us.
不应该讲重担，讲负担。
We should not talk about burden. It should be a yoke.
好的负担放在我们的身上。
It's a good yoke.
让我们能够帮助其他的弟兄姐妹
that we can help other brothers and sisters
好好的把圣经读完
that we finish the Bible
不但一次两次三次
not just once maybe twice or three times
每一次神跟我们讲的话不一样
every time what God speaks to us different
虽然这已经是神已经讲过的话
maybe it's the words that have been spoken by God
但圣经的话语就是这么奇妙这么活泼
but the word of God is so wondrous and living
为什么会说神的话显得道像活泼的两刃的剑呢
So why does it say that the word of God is living and active like a double-edged sword
在什么样的一个状况里头神都把他的话帮助我们
So no matter under what under circumstances God always gives us his word to help us
信仰的这个扎根是从听到来
So the foundation or the root of your faith start with hearing the message
听到之后呢从哪里来
But where do you hear the message?、
基督的话神的话来
From the word of Christ, the word of God
也就是圣经里面
In other words, from the Bible
就听到很重要读神的话更重要
So it's very important to hear the message even more important to study the word of God
这是相互辉映的一个根基
This is a doubly mutually effective way of building a foundation
把这两件事情做好了以后你还有时间你可以去读一点小品属灵书籍
After you've done this you may be able to read something extra like some of the spiritual books
我看过很多人读属灵书籍读一两个小时
I've seen some people reading the spiritual books for 1 to 2 hours
圣经读不到20分钟
But they don't spend more than 20 minutes on the Bible
这个会让你属灵的生命啊非常的扭曲
So this may make your spiritual life very twisted
并不是那属灵书籍的问题
It's not the problem with the spiritual books
是你心态的问题
But it's to do with your attitudes
因此你的心态如果倒正
But if your attitudes are turned back
你的领受
What you receive
你的行为
And all your deeds
就在正确的方向上
Be in the right path
那么如果你的领受已经出现了一些扭曲的时候属灵的生命一定会夭折
So if whatever you receive is erroneous, then your deeds also will be the same.
生命记里面一告诉我们怎么样，这一个生命记，君王上来的时候必须要怎么样，抄写一遍。
So the book of Deuteronomy told us that when the king takes the throne, he must make a copy of the scroll.
并且要经常诵读。
So he must also read it at all times.
第二呢，就是当他们过约旦河的时候。
Secondly, when they crossed the Jordan River,
把约旦河的石头拿起来堆在那个地方，再把石头垒在那个地方，用这个石灰抹成墙。
After they set up the stones, they need to use the plaster over the stones.
律法里面的一切话语写在里面。
And all the commands of the laws should be written on it.
不但如此
，Not only so，
这个七年的这一个一次的这一个祝棚节，一定要把它。再跟百姓面前诵读一遍
Then again, every 7 years in the feast of the tabernacle, they have to reread the law to the people again.
这一个要告诉我们提醒再提醒。
It tells us that we need to be reminded and reminded again.
生命记本身就是在西乃山下这一个给我们看到的这个神话语下来的。
So Deuteronomy is are the words that I received from at the mountain of Mount Sinai.
经历了四十年以后。这个律法书在重生的，在摩西进入这个要进入这个啊应许之地的时候，再跟百姓再一次的讲。
So these are the commands that are reiterated to the people before they go into the land of promise after wandering the desert 40 years.
二十章告诉我们说，我们要去得应许之地的时候，不是很顺利的。
Chapter 20 tells us that when we go into the land of promise, it's not going to be a smooth ride.
要得应许之地是会要征战的。
So it requires warring.
要把那一个应许之地赐给我们那个里面的居民是要赶出去的。
So we are supposed to drive out the people in the land.
世界很多的观念错误的，我们如何在从我们的内心里面赶出去？
How do we drive out all the erroneous ideas thinking we have from the world in us?
当然就会碰到我们生活以来很长久的那种习惯跟这个利益的关系。
Of course, you will touch upon the way we live and the things that we feel beneficial to us.
那么在征战的时候，我们这里面二十章第一节、第二节告诉我们一个很重要的，神与我们同在。
Chapter 20 in verse 1 verse tells something that's very important that the Lord our God is with us.
神与我们同在这一句话呢，就是以马内利。
Also means Emmanuel.
以马内利不是一句口号
It's not just something to by mouth
不是一件这一个人发生过的事情以后不会再发生的
It's not mean that something that happened to the person will not happen again
这个是神给他们百姓一个很重要的应许
This is a very important promise God gives to his people
去得这一个应许里面的时候要有神的应许
To go into, to receive this promise, you need to have promise from God.
神与我们同在，我们才有办法去领受神的应许。
It's because God, our Lord, our God is with us. That's why we are able to receive this promise.
我们来读第一节，第一节跟第二节。
Let's read verse 1 and verse 2.
二三，请。你出去与仇敌征战的时候，看见马匹车辆，并有比你多的人马，不要怕他们，因为与你出埃及地的耶和华你神与你同在。你要将要上阵的时候，必须要到百姓面前宣告。
He shall come forward.
那么，神与我们同在，在征战的时候有一个很重要，祭司要到百姓面前宣告。
So when the Lord is with you and you're supposed to go to war, there's something very important that is the priest supposed to go before the people and address.
征战的时候，这个祭司非常重要。
So in the war, the priest is very important.
我们在宣告什么呢
？So what are we declaring?
最大的祭司那一个就是主耶稣基督。
The highest priest, the greatest priest is our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的话语是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
His words are our path to our feet, lamp to our path.
主耶稣基督走过的路，他的那个行程是我们要跟随的。
The road he has taken is the road that we need to follow.
征战一定会碰到一些利益的冲突。
So going to a war, you're going to run into problem with profit. I mean, with your own benefits.
会有属血气跟属这个灵的那一种征战。
So.That is, you're going to run into a problem with your self-interest. You're going to have a war of your flesh and spirit.
那么光有圣经知识是不够的。
Just to have the knowledge of the Bible is not enough.
知道这些圣经知识在征战的时候，如果跟利益上有挂钩的时候，还是怎么样，没有办法胜过。
So even though you may have the knowledge of the Bible, but if it comes into your interest and they are in conflict, you're still going to have a problem.
因此，耶稣基督在这个世上的时候，我们看到文士跟法利赛人。
So.We remember that when the Lord was on the earth, the Pharisees and scribes came to him.
他们充满了圣经的知识。
They were filled with knowledge of the Bible.
但是他们却不会去寻找那真正的弥赛亚。
But they did not seek the true Messiah.
因为他们心中有一种他们想要的弥赛亚。
Because what they have is the Messiah they want in their heart.
跟神要给他的弥赛亚那个利益是相冲突的。
So it's against the Messiah God wants to give them.
因此他们 拥有这么多的知识，是想扭转神按着他们的意思成全他们心中想要的弥赛亚。
So with a lot of knowledge in their head and in their mind, they want to twist like what God wants to give them into the Messiah they want.
这一些事情在耶稣基督的世代之后已经发生了。
This already happened in the generation when Jesus was on earth.
那么圣经也是一卷预言的书。
So the Bible is also a book of prophecy.
是警惕我们的书。
The book that warns us.
也就告诉我们说，我们在寻求神的过程当中，要进入那应许之地的时候。
So when we are seeking God to enter the land of promise,
一定会有这一种跟我们利益相冲突的那一个征战。
We're going to have a battle that has an internal conflict in us.
那如何胜过呢？
So how do we overcome?
这一个战争凶猛的时候，必须要有祭司。
So when the battle is fierce, you need to have the priests.
这个是第一个征战的时候，我们有没有神的话语做我们前面的一个引导？
So the first thing is when we have the battle, do we have the word of God to lead us?
那么有的话，千军万马来临的时候呢，我们不会害怕。
So that when we are surrounded by thousands and thousands, we will not be afraid.
而我们也不是依靠我们后面有多少的群众基础，或是千军万马。
So we also do not depend on how much strength and how many people we have.
我们也不是依靠我们有多少的这个教会奉献的存底，我们要做一个宣教的工作。
So we also do not depend on how much donations are made to the church to do the work of overseas ministry.
我也觉得很奇怪，大阪很会做宣教的工作的那个工厂，金钱都比较少。
So it also surprises me that a lot of places that have do a lot of evangelical work actually have less money.
如果你从19世纪的宣教史开始算起。
So if you start coming from the 19th century ministries.
在整个宣教，在东南亚的宣教最成功的，绝对不是很有金钱的那个宣教机构。
The one that was most successful in Southeast Asia ministry definitely was not the one that had the most wealth.
都可能是怎么样？那个船啊，还没回到英国的时候，那个宣教机构已经倒了。
So in the boat have not returned back to England, the institution already bankrupt.
后来重整以后怎么样？还成为一个很好的这个宣教。
It was later on that it became a very good ministry.
那么很有金钱的宣教机构呢，金钱源源不断的时候，基本上都跟怎么样，跟政府有一些挂钩。
So the one that had a lot of money, that they have not been broken yet, often have ties to politics.
很多人不敢往真正的内地里面去做宣教的工作。
And plus, a lot of people were afraid to go to the place to do the work.
因为他们需要在有英国人的军队。还有其他国家军队的保护下来做宣教
because they need the protection of their own country's army also the countries that they are going to their army
所以才让我们看到说当中国有宣教士过去的时候为什么会跟这一个帝国主义变成一个挂钩的一个原因在这个地方
so that's why there was a conflict when the ministers went over to China to do the work
直到如今
till today
好像还是没改变
As if it wasn't completely resolved.
也就是说，真正有那个使命跟意向要宣教的人，金钱总是不多。
So in other words, when there's a commission and vision to do the work, yet there's not always not enough money.
我相信最主要的原因不是神的供应不够。
I believe that the reason is not that there's not enough providence from the Lord.
神要在这个圣经上给我们看到，神与我们同在，大过于金钱与我们同在。
God just wants us to see that He is with us is better than the money.That is with us.
既然是神的事工
Since it's God's work
世界都是神的
Everything is God's Everything in the world is God's
我们绝对不要皇上不急啊，急死太监
So do not be afraid and panic
我们不需要有这一种的过度的这一个向神的要求
So we do not need to ask God excessively
免得我们落入一种宗教的那个模式里头
So we don't fall into this model of a religion.
那我们看到为什么这么大的一个知识没有办法成就呢
？So such a great knowledge, how come cannot be fulfilled?
因为在依靠在征战的时候，我们就有一些自己以为依靠这样的经验可以达到这样的果效。
It's because when we are in experience of war, we try to go by our own experience.
因此呢，这个在凶猛的征战的时候，必须要有祭司在前面。
And that's why in a fierce battle, you need to have the Please come before you.
不是靠自己
It's not by ourselves.
也许在征战的当中会失败
Maybe we'll fail in the midst of the battle.
神的百姓失败过太多次了
The people of God have failed many times.
特别是面临亚述帝国的那个征战的时候。
Especially when they face Assyrians.
最近现代也亚述帝国跟以色列 也要征战。
Right now, the Assyrians are going to fight against the Israelites.
亚述就是现在的伊朗。
The Assyrians are today's Iran.
那我们就看到说，这一个两千年过去了，还是在征战。
We see that even though 2,000 years have passed, they're still fighting.
祭司来的时候呢，一定有征战。
So when the priest comes, they definitely will be battles.
因为耶稣到这个地上的时候呢，就碰到很多的这个制度性的没有办法跟他协调。
So when the Lord came to earth, he ran into a lot of institutions that could not reconcile to him.
很特别呢，这些制度性的东西好像是在旧约的时候神已经怎么样讲下来的东西。
It's actually very special because these institutions actually came about from the Old Testament times.
怎么耶稣基督要来实行的时候，竟然会有这种冲突呢？
So when Jesus came to minister, how come there's such conflict?
问题在哪里？
Where was the problem?
当神的话语在我们的里头的时候，
When the word of God is in us,
我们要去遵循的时候，为什么会有这么大的冲突？
So when we are to obey the word of God, how come we have such conflicts?
征战。
It's a war.
因此呢，祭司来到的时候，为什么要祭司在前面做宣告？
So when the war comes, why the priest has come before to address?
回到圣经的原则性。
To come, go back to the principles of the Bible.
这样我们在大征战的当中的时候。
So in the big war,
我们就不会去靠那一些千军万马。
So we will not go by the chariots and horsemen.
我们会靠神的话语，神与我们的同在。
But by the word of God and His presence.
我们不会靠说我们还可以这一个还可以。工作多久
？We don't go by how much time we have left.
宣教机构里面在宣教的时候，常常会说：“哎，我们大概我们的金钱还可以，大概还可以宣教多久
？”So in overseas ministry work, they often count how much time they have based on how much money they have left.
没有去想这些问题。
They don't think about these problems.
想的是神如何与我们同在。
You should think about how the Lord is.
虽然有时候在宣教的工作里面失败的时候
，Even though there are failures in the ministry work.
才能够体验到什么叫做神与我们的同在。
Then we can experience what it truly God is with us.
所以第二十章的时候告诉我们，我们要领受应许之地的时候必有征战。
So chapter 20 tells us when we're going to about to receive the land of promise, we're going to have war.
当我们要去做一些工作的时候，会跟我们的这一个性情有所冲突。
So when we're about to do some work, we may have conflict with our personality.
当我们要好好的去装备的时候，我们会跟我们的习惯有所冲突。
So when we're about to be equipped, sometimes you may conflict with our daily customs.
读圣经不再是成为我们的功课。
So reading the Bible is not just a homework.
读圣经跟神亲近是代表神与我们的同在。
So to read Bible is to have the presence of God.
认真的努力去成为一个十夫长、五十夫长到百夫长。
So learn and work hard to become a leader of 10 or 50 or 100.
不应该再成为我们的重担。
No longer becomes our burden.
因为神与我们同在。
Because the Lord is with us.
当我们有这种能力的时候。
So when we have this kind of power.
不是因为我们有多大的付出。
It's not because how much we have sacrificed.
当我们要去守住这律法的时候
，When we have to keep the laws,
并不是我们有多大的能耐能够守住这律法。
It's not how much endurance we can keep the laws.
而是神的爱在我们的里头。
But because of the love of God in us.
当我们刚才唱这首歌的时候，何等恩典
！When we're singing this, as amazing grace.
你竟然在乎我
？You care for me.
这个就是说，不是我能够守住这律法。
It's not that we can keep the laws.
是神的爱在我里头，让我开始爱这个律法。
So because the love of God in me, that I begin to love the laws.
这个叫做新约。
This is the New Testament.
在我们里头那个肉心的当中，不是实心里面。
So in the heart of flesh, it's not a heart of stone.
当我们看到二十章里面的时候，就告诉我们说，征战是必然的。
So in chapter 20, that the war is inevitable.
就会碰到一些我们跟我们的肉体要割舍。
So we're running into things that our flesh needs to be circumcised.
怎么样去胜过
？How to overcome?
我们要从最基本的神与我们的同在开始做起。
We need to start with foundation that is the Lord is with us.
我们能做到，不是我们付出多大的代价。
We can accomplish not because how much sacrifice we have made,
而是神与我们同在。
But because God is with us.
就像我们昨天提到的生命记里面的，我们进去并不是因为我们的义。
So Charles, we mentioned yesterday that we can enter this land not because of our righteousness.
是迦南的人的恶以及耶和华与他们祖宗所立的这个约。
But because of the wickedness of the people of the land and the covenant the Lord had made.
这代表神的爱，神的公义。
It represents God's love and His righteousness.
我们来看到二十一章。
Let's look at chapter 21.
因为我们看到这个祭司里面的一个首要的一个条件。
That there is a condition that the priest needs to keep in chapter 21.
这句话是非常特别的。
This is a very special verse.
文士法利赛人虽然知道这句话，
even though the scribes and the Pharisees knew of this verse,
却只有保罗这一个曾经是法利赛人的人。
Only Paul, who used to be a Pharisee,
当他被光照以后，他才再一次的从这个生命记里面把这一句话解释出来。
Only after he had received the light that he was able to explain this verse.
这句话在这个加拉太书里面第三章里面有讲到的，凡挂在木头上的都是咒诅，受咒诅的。
So it was also mentioned in chapter 3 Galatians that those who are hung on a tree are cursed.
这也就是生命记21章23节里面真义的解释。
This is actually what chapter 21 verse 23 truly explained.
为什么要立下这一个条约呢？
So why was this regulation statute made?
因为耶稣基督有一天要为我们钉在十字架上。
Because one day Jesus was going to come and be crucified for us.
那文士法利赛人他们虽然非常了解圣经知识，
even though the scribes and Pharisees had great knowledge of the Bible,
却没有办法接受一个苦难的弥赛亚。
They could not receive a Messiah that has suffered.
就像我们今天大多数很多的基督徒一样，
just like many numbers of Christians today.
顺利才是神的旨意。
What I think the prosperity is God's will.
不顺利的时候，很多拦阻的时候，不是神的旨意。
So when they run into a lot of problems, they feel that that's not from
the Lord. 神的旨意怎么会叫我受苦呢？
Why would the Lord's will be for us to suffer?
所以会有一种叫丰富神学的产生。
So they have a theology of prosperity that comes about.
那么讲这样。很多讲恩典恩典恩典，或是有很多恩典地区的东西。
So they keep talking about grace and grace and a lot of places of grace.
很多的百姓喜欢听。
A lot of people like to listen.
当然神有一定有恩典。
Of course God will give grace.
那神的恩典从哪里来？
But where does grace come from?
如果你从圣经的原则性去看，神的恩典从公义来。
So if you look at the principles in the Bible,
为什么？他是不偏待人嘛。
The grace comes from righteousness because he does that
on
partial. That is righteousness.
为什么他想要这个恩待谁就恩待谁呢？
So why would he have compassion on whom he wants to have compassion?
你想神的恩待谁跟就要恩待谁，跟我们一样，我们只有我们自己的喜好吗？
Do you think that his compassion is the same as our compassion as by our own delight?
神对他自己的要求有一个很重要的原则，就是他不能背乎他自己。
One important thing that God asked for is that he cannot forsake himself.
因此当他启示的时候只能按着他的名来启示。
So when he reveals himself only through his own name.
而他按着名启示在圣经里面多达几次的时候，这个都是非常重要的。
So what he has revealed in his name in the Bible, how many times, they are all very important.
但我们今天都把这一种神按着他自己启示的东西都很容易把它忽略掉。
But we often neglect what God has revealed of himself.
所以呢，法利赛人他们就没有办法明白圣经里面的真理。
So the Pharisees and scribes were not able to understand the truth in the Bible.
这就是承接二十章里面告诉我们那个祭司站在前面宣告的重要。
This is what the importance of the priest declaring before the people in chapter 20.
这个征战必须要有祭司。
So in the war, you need to have a priest.
有祭司出来必有征战。
So when the priest appears, there will be war.
为什么他讲的话跟这个世代不相同？
So why? Because the words he says are different from the words of the generation.
跟这个世界要过一种他们想要的生活是不相同的。
So because the world wants to live according to their own way, it's different from
the words. 为什么会有后来法利赛人这些祭司要把耶稣基督钉十字架呢？
So why the scribes and the Pharisees had to crucify Jesus?
因为违背了他们多年经营的那种宗教律法。
Because against the regulations and the laws of their own religion.
这个生命记里面就是要把这一些完全的打破。
So that's why the book of Deuteronomy is supposed to destroy all these.
凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅。
Because everyone who's hung on trees under God's curse.
22章里面
Chapter 22
告诉我们说，我们不管是这一个我们这一个啊信主的人
，It talks about whether we are believers，
刚刚信主的人
，or those who just came to Christ，
或是呢这一个啊信主很久的人
，and those who have been Christ for a long time。
生命记里面用建造房屋来形容
，The Deuteronomy uses a building of a house as an example。
有没有新约里面有没有告诉我们建造房屋要建造在哪里呀、啊？
Do you remember in New Testament house where we're supposed to build a house?
磐石上
On rock.
那只是一个叫做基本的架构。
This is just a basic structure.
那么什么叫做磐石上呢？
So what is a rock?
生命记里面22章里面告诉我们。
In chapter 22 of Deuteronomy tells us.
第八节我们来一起读一下。
Verse 8, let's read together.
22章第八节。
Chapter 22 verse 8.
那如果你读完第八节，你就知道为什么我那么要求我们要参加主日学。
That's why after you have read verse 8, you know why I ask a lot people to come to Sunday school.
你更要侍奉神的时候，你要参加神学院的课程。
Especially you want to serve God, you need to come to the seminary.
再来，小组里面是一个装备中心，很重要活用的地方。
So the cell groups is actually a very important place for people to be equipped.
学主日学做什么
？So go come to Sunday school to God.How about seminary?
就是要进入真正实体的装备的地方，叫做小组。
It's to actually to go into cell groups. That's where they are actually equipped.
小组的功能在做什么
？What's the function of cell group?
建造神的教会。
It's to build God's church.
这个是一个很重要的。
This is very important.
所以当一个人进来，或是一个人已经进来的时候
，When somebody just came in or they have been here for a while,
22章的建造房屋给我们很大的一个提醒。
So chapter 22 verse 8 gives a very great reminder.
好，我们一起来读第八节二战
经。
你若建造房屋，要在房上的四围安栏杆，免得有人从房上掉下来。流血的罪就归于你家。意思就是你不要绊倒人呐。
In other words, do not stumble others.
所以你要栏杆要围好。
You need to make the parapets around the roof.
栏杆这个重石怎么样？这个因为以前哈、啊，这个盖房子的时候有几个就会盖像早期的美国就会盖什么一个楼梯，然后再上来。
So in the old American houses, they actually would have ladders that go up.
空的。
And it's empty underneath.
那更有钱就挖在下面挖个地窖，有没有
？So those who had more money, they actually would dig under the ground to make additional space.
房间里面都会有二楼，一楼可能是车库马放马的地方。
So the first floor they would have used as a horse shed.
但是如果一上来说没有弄好栏杆的时候
，But if they don't make the parapets appropriately,
或是在这个上面二楼的时候没有围好栏杆的时候，人家掉下去，罪才怪你。
So that they fall from the roof, they will blame you.
这个很适用在我们现在很多法规都是用这样子来做一个生命记里面来判定。
Actually, a lot of laws today in the society use Deuteronomy.
只要那个地方是人上去的地方，一定要围好栏杆。
So where the man goes up, they must have a protection.
那么已经围好栏杆的呢
？So what happened? They already have parapets.
进到教会里面来，已经信主的人很久了。
How about those people who've been in church for a long time?
栏杆要去看看有没有被白蚁吃掉哈。
So we need to make sure the parapets are eaten away by termites.
免得怎么样坏了。掉下去的时候，我有围栏杆啊。
So that in case that somebody falls and if realize it was broken,
还是归你。
They would say that I have parapet, but the blame is still on you.
这告诉我们怎么样
？What it tells us?
绊倒人的时候是免不了。
That inevitable sometimes will stumble people.
但那绊倒的人有祸了。
But woe is to those who stumble others.
因此呢，我们在建造房屋的时候
，So when we're building a new home,
我们教会进到教会里面，我们开始要怎么教导他。
So when they come into the church, we need to teach them
怎么样好好读圣经
，how to read the Bible，
怎么样好好把这个栏杆围起来
，how to make this parapet well。
这个栏杆不但不会让人跌倒，保护人的安全。
Now, not only that, you will not make people stumble, you also protect others。
啊，表示这个比较高的地方呢，看的就比较远。
So because you represent a higher place, so you can see farther。
我们看到整个围起来栏杆的时候
，you can see that when the parapet surrounds the roof。
使其他的人进到这个地方来有一个安全。
So those people who enter it will have safety.
所以生命记里面的这个乌灵跟乌灵跟土明啊。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, it talks about the Urim and Thummim.
实质的东西放在祭司的怀里。
It's a sacred object that's put in the robe in the chest of the priest.
这个真实的东西是什么呢？
What is the reality of this?
就是一个教训。
It's a teaching.
这个教训从哪里开始？
Where does the teaching come from?
从祭司。
It starts from the priest.
就是基督的话。
It's the word of Christ.
在哪一个地方？
Where?
在教会。
In the church.
教会这一句话本来叫做召会。
So the word church actually is assembly.
那后来变成教会。
Later became church.
我想这个有神很美好的意思。
I think that God has this beautiful will here.
召你出来。
He calls you out.
开始怎么样？摩西就把那个律法建造者教育他们。
So Moses used the laws to educate them.
中文这个教会啊，变成教会。
So in Chinese, the church actually literally means to teach somebody well.
进到教会里面来，我就要教会你如何祷告跟读经。
So when you come to church, I'll teach you how to read and pray.
不是教会进来教导你怎么样向神求恩。
It's not just to, for you to come to church to learn how to ask from God.
把施恩的主给扔掉。
And then later on, rid of the Lord that gives you grace.
教会是要教会我们如何亲近神。
The church is supposed to teach you how to draw near God.
这样子呢，那个栏杆就围起来。
Then the parapet is made around the roof.
真正亲近神的人，他亲近了以后，他会怎么样？他会有神的爱。
Those who truly draw near God will have love of God in them.
跟神越亲近的时候，他跟弟兄姐妹也更亲近。
Those who draw near to God, they will draw closer to the brothers.
这是我们看到一个很重要的一个三角形的关系。
This is something that we see very important as a triangular relationship.
我们跟神更亲近。
So the more we draw closer to God,
跟弟兄姐妹也更亲近。
Will be closer to the brothers.
越爱神，也就你会越爱你的妻子、你的丈夫。
The more you love God, the more you love your spouses.
也会越爱你的弟兄姐妹。
Also love your brethren.
当然，你就会按照神的话语去行。
Of course, you go according to the word of God.
23章
，Chapter 23,
第14节
，Verse 14.
我们一起来读。二三，请。因为耶和华你的神常在你心中行走，要救护将仇敌交给你，所以你要在营里当圣洁，免得他见你在那里污秽就离开。打仗里面失败的原因。
This is the reason for failure in war.
当我们看到耶稣亚要征战的时候，有一个元帅出现。
So whenJoshua was about to go to war. There was a commander that appeared.
看到那个元帅的时候，你是来帮助我的吗？
So when he saw this commander, he asked, "Are you here to help us?"
耶和华的元帅讲了一句话：“我是来做耶和华的元帅。”
He said that the commander said, "I'm the commander of the Lord's army."
意思呢，他不是来帮助你的。
It means that he's not here to help you.
他是来引导你的。
He's here to lead you.
我们很希望你来帮助我的吗？
We all always like to ask, are you here to help me?
你是要来解决我现状的问题的吗？
Are you here to solve my present problem?
我现在把这个苦难交给神，我交给你啦。
So now I give you my suffering.
神啊，你是担待我们重担的神啊。
You're a God who takes up our burdens.
所以我要把我的重担完全卸给你啊。
So I want to give my burdens to you.
原则上这个是对的。
In principle, this is right.
但是呢，看你卸给他的这个重担里头
After you've given him the burden,
你肯不肯按着他给你的真道而行？
Are you willing to go according to the truth he gives you?
耶和华的元帅是来引导我们。
The commander of the Lord is to lead us.
因此呢，这个耶和华的元帅没有回答耶稣也说，是啊，我就是按着耶和华来帮助你的。
He didn't say, yes, I'm here to help you.
引导我们怎么样离开那错误的道路。
To lead us from the erroneous ways.
那我们必须，我们从罪恶的那个罪恶的当中出来的。
So that we may depart from the wicked, from the evil. 神
呼召我们要过圣洁的生活。
God called us to be holy.
这个是得胜的因素。
This is the reason for victory.
失败是因为我们不按神的话语 进入那个罪恶的当中。
The reason we fail is because we don't go according to His word into victory.
因为污秽在那里的时候，神就离开我们。
Because of indecency, God will turn away from us.
结果呢，我们以为我们把重担卸给神。
So we feel as if we had given Him the burden.
结果那个只是理念上，哎呀，我把我的重担完全献给你。
It's only the inside that you have given Him the burden.
结果我们真正还是扛着那个重担。
But in reality, we're still taking up the burden.
虽然好像有一部车带着你，你还是扛着重担在那个车上。
So even though a car is taking you away, you still have burden on you.
你没有办法在那个车上得到安息。
You will not be able to receive rest in the car.
这也就是为什么很多人进到教会里头来，他没有办法得享安息的原因。
That's the reason a lot of people come to church and still are not able to receive the rest.
因为他想要的是耶和华怎么样帮助他。
Because all they want is how God is going to help them.
他没有想耶稣亚问这一句话的时候，耶和华的元帅他是要怎么样当耶和华的元帅。
So they didn't think about that when he asked the command of the Lord, that the command of the Lord is the command of the Lord.
就是叫我们能够进入神的引导里。
So Deuteronomy is help us to enter His leading.
教会里面进到教会里面来。
So we come to church.
我们怎么样帮这一个人，让他能够好好读圣经。
We can help this person so they can read the Bible well.
好，在这个好好的亲近神。
So they can draw close to God.
圣经里面如何教导人与人弟兄姐妹之间的互相的那个关系。
Also, Bible teaches how to have the relationship between men and brothers.
进入小组就是要。怎么样在教会里面成为一个侍奉的人
？To enter cell group is actually to become a person in ministry.
在小组当中，我要这样子帮助他，让他成为十副长，成为五十副长，成为百副长。
So when they come into the cell group, we're supposed to help them to become a leader of 10, 50, and 100.
这也是我们教会最近现今的一个策略。
This is actually our strategy.
今年我们针对在一对一上面。
This year, on the sharing between of one to one,
也就接续的牧养神话语的牧养。
We continue to shepherd others with the word of God.
十年前就这么讲。
We talked about this 10 years ago already.
这个既然是正确的，就直走，一直走，直到底。
So since this is correct, we continue to do it till the end.
因为没有什么特别的方法。
Because there are no other special ways.
只有怎么样？按部就班。
We have to go according to this the order.
如果我们要特别的方法
，if we want special ways,
恐怕有一天我们会走上歧途。
We may into go into heresy.
我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们真正的能够认真看见神给我们的引导是什么。
So we can truly understand His leading.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
一起跟我祷告，主耶稣，
Lord Jesus,
帮助我。
Help me,
让我从你的话语里面
from your word,
被你引导
now, led by you,
当我每一次在读你话语的时候
when I read your words every time,
让我知道
know,
我在亲近你
I'm enjoying you,
我要使你的能力放在我的里头
I want your power within me,
能够遵行你的话语
to obey your word,
使我在征战的当中
so in the wars,
得胜
to be victorious,
使我在征战里头
so in the war,
领受到你给我的应许
and receive the promise you give me
因为你的应许永远都是对的
because your promise is always yes
我们感谢你
we give you thanks
奉耶稣的名祷告
in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen